And I look at you.
Yeah. So just tell me a little bit about what is happening today.
Okay, so we flew from New Jersey to Janesville, Wisconsin here today. Paws to Rescue is transporting 20 beagles that were rescued from a research facility to New Jersey. When they're there, they will be met by three different rescue organizations who will provide essential animal medical care and behavioral support. And in addition to that, we have 40 dogs that will be transported by ground in the continuing this effort. And this
let me ask you a question that you don't need to practice. Why do you volunteer for this organization?
Because I absolutely love the animals, and it's for a greater cause, to give back to the community. We're not just transporting animals or saving lives, we're also improving people's lives. Because I often hear from adopters that these animals that they adopt usually help them get through grief or loneliness or depression, and that's such a powerful connection that they have with these animals, and it's extremely rewarding feeling. Yeah.
How many flights have you done like this?
I have done about, this will be my 36th mission. I have been Paws to Rescue for about a year and a half.
And is every situation like this one, where it's a breeding facility or a testing facility, or does it really depend?
Most of the time, this is a special case for us. We've never usually done a mission like this. Usually our mission is from South Carolina's or the South, where these shelters are overpopulated, or they're a kill shelter and they don't have space for these animals. So this is a special mission for sure.
So what does it mean that you'll be able to be a part of this particular situation?
Means that these precious lives will go somewhere safe, and where they can go into a loving, safe home, which the animal truly deserves, to live a normal life, not in a cage.
So Paws to the Rescue is specifically the transporter from one place to another, and you work with other shelters?
Correct. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with how that operation works, but we have about 100 animal rescue shelter partners that we are partnered with. We transport the animals to them, and they will basically take care of the medicals and getting the animals adopted.
So you have 20 beagles?
We got about 16.
Okay.
We got about 16 crates. We can combine two in a bigger one, and then we'll put one in each smaller ones.
Is it a tough flight?
Not at all. Usually, they will bark in the beginning on the takeoff, because it's a little louder during takeoff roll. But once we're up in cruising altitude, they usually go to sleep. The engine noise kind of acts like a white noise in the background, so they usually fall asleep. They're pretty calm.
Do you know like how many pilots you have and kind of how many?
Yeah, we're growing a lot in that Paws to Rescue. We got about 12 volunteer rescue pilots, and they all have their own profession on the side, and they volunteer their time when they're available to do these missions.
How did you get involved with them? How did you connect with Paws to Rescue?
I got to connect with Paws to Rescue because I had followed them on social media, and one of my close friends were one of the Paws to Rescue pilots, and obviously I love animals and I love flying, so it's flying the animals and flying, it's cherry on top.
Do you have your own?
I do, yeah. We have a rescue. His name is Mac. We rescued him when he was 2 years old. He was abused previously, so, but he has a safe and loving home now.
What do you think is most important for people to know?
To go to your local shelters to rescue these precious lives, and just save these lives and stop these research or tests on these dogs.
Is there someone